وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين ثم آمين مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His rahmah and mercy on you. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Tu'izzu man tasha'u wa tudhillu man tasha'u biyadikal khair. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An interesting story of the slave who did not come out of the masjid. So there was a very rich man, and he had a very religious minded slave called Sankar. So one day, this rich man and his slave were going somewhere. So on the way, they passed the masjid and heard the adhan being sounded out from there. So Sankar said to his master, "Please wait for me. I am going to perform salah." So Sankar went to the masjid while his master, being overcome by his own pride and arrogance, went to sit down by a shop to wait for his slave. Now, there's a lesson in this year for all of us, that whenever the call of the mighty name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given, which is referred to as da'watu tamma, then Mufti A.K. Hussein Saab will always remind us that say the very same words as a muazzin says, comes in the hadith, you know, and the du'as that we read thereafter, and it is said, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma. So da'wati tamma means a complete da'wah to the greatness and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the risalat and the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we don't know, we've got to try and understand what is the concept of success. When the muazzin says, hayya ala salah, come for salah. And he says, hayya ala al-falah, come towards success. Now the concept of people's minds of success may be different. Some may think that wealth and riches and beautiful mansions and cars and beautiful women, you know, and all comforts and luxuries of the world, that is success. But the true and eternal success is that which has been promised by Allah, and that success to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us. So anyway, when the imam and the congregation had performed the salah and recited the wazifas and duas after salah, and they came out, then Sankar remained in the masjid. So the master called out to him, "Oh Sankar, why do you not come out? Who has kept you there in the masjid?" So Sankar replied, "Oh proud one, the one who did not allow you to come in is the one who now does not allow me to come outside." What a beautiful answer he had given. So Sankar, who was experiencing Allah Ta'ala's nearness, being engaged in zikr and prayers, he said, "Oh Master, he who is not allowing you to come in, keeping you waiting for me outside by the shop, is not allowing me to come out of the masjid." Now, we've got to understand this concept here, that why didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow that man come into the masjid? Or it comes in the Quran and Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whomever He desires, you know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, those who want to go astray, He lets them go astray. But what is that? If a person has got the desire for hidayat, Allah will guide him. And if the person has got no desire for hidayat, then he will be led astray. In the same way, that man took no initiative to come into the masjid and no desire to come into the masjid, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept him out of the masjid. So the explanation here is, he whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to make his own favorite ones, This is a sign, therefore. So there's a saying in the hadith, Al-mu'minu fil masjidi kas-samaki fil ma' wal-munafiqu fil masjid kat-tayri fil kafash. That a mu'min in the masjid, he is like a fish in the water. And how comfortable a fish feels in the water, in the very, very same way a mu'min in the masjid. But a munafiq just wants to get out of the masjid, last in, first out. You know, he's like a bird in a cage. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow the fish permission to come out of the water. And he does not allow the earthly beings to dwell in the water. So the origins of fish is in the water, and the origins of earthly beings is the earth. So how can water accept other than fish to dwell therein? No deceit or contrivance can be useful. The lock towards misguidance is solid. However, the opener of the door of guidance is Allah. Acquire the bounty of pleasure and submission for which humility and lamentation are required. Through pride and contrivance, this door is not opened. If every atom of this world becomes a key, still will the doors of guidance not be opened by anyone except Allah. So show an inclination towards guidance, Allah will guide. The lesson we learned from here, the conclusion of the story, is thus that the ability and guidance towards doing righteous deeds lies in the hands of Allah. This door is not opened through knowledge, planning, and the use of intellect or pride over these things. This is only acquired through Allah's bounty and divine mercy. To acquire it, one has to lower himself before Allah by crying, begging, and praying, and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst his obedient servants. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.